Welcome to another Outside the Box, trying to shake things up. Today's topic is a routine feature. I do a lot of things the same way every day. I get up at about the same time, do the same exercises, have the same food for breakfast. I listen to the same radio programs, often on community radio. I work at home many days doing the same tasks. Compared to some, my days are not so routine. But I have a lot of patterns. What if I shook things up a bit? Change those routines. But why do that? I might do it to re-examine all my day-to-day activities. If I change the usual way I do things, maybe I'd be happier. Or save time I could use for something else. Or eat more nutritious food. Or save money. Or do things that are better for my mind or body. When I'm in a routine, even if I don't think of it as a rut, I need to re-examine and think outside the box of my regular habits and activities. Really, the potential is enormous to improve the quality of my life, just by periodically trying something new that might be better. Even if I decide nothing needs to change, I'm more secure in what I'm doing. But if I just make mini adjustments, that's not really challenging my status quo of daily life enough either. So I wanted to see how much of a change I could make. I started with the easiest of the three kinds of changes I could make, the small adjustments. Here are a few things I've begun to do differently. Sitting in a different seat at the kitchen table during meals. Using a different utensil from my so-called favorites. Giving a more animated answer than my usual dour, "doing okay," when someone asks me how I am. Now I'm telling folks I'm in a state of mild ecstasy, or excited relaxation. What's the last time you tried a food you'd never eaten before? Chocolate-covered insects? Kohlrabi? Moose meat? Some exotic hot sauce? Actually, I did try kohlrabi last summer, and I liked it. Then there's the medium change, where I have to really focus and adjust to change in a bigger way. For example, I'm very much left-handed, but I'm starting to use my right hand for a few activities I normally do with my left. Brushing my teeth, cooking and eating, and holding the telephone while I'm talking. Some years ago, I wore a watch on my right hand and switched it to my left to see how much of an adjustment it would be. It took a few months to really get used to it. And then there's the big changes, something that will give me and others a very different view of who I am. Am I ready for a body piercing? Adding or subtracting body hair? Or switching to contact lenses? How about a new job or relationship? Move to a new town or living space? Should I learn a new musical instrument? Get rid of the car I'm driving, or give up something I've been doing for years? Time to shake things up and change the day to day. It's not that I have to make these changes in my routines, but it wouldn't hurt me to occasionally reconsider. Do I want to try something completely new, maybe exciting, maybe scary? And at the very least, I'd want to start with those small adjustments that guarantee that I don't take the routines in my life for granted. Ooh, I get tingly just wondering what I'll decide to have for breakfast tomorrow. What have you been itching to do outside your usual routine? What do you fear doing because it might mess up your comfortable routine? Are you ready to do that? I'm Larry Danziger, looking for a non-routine way to end this feature. Okay, that's it. I'm done. The end. Cut to the music. No, skip the music. Cuckoo, cuckoo.